Track 3, the bus station. To start this tour, you should be standing at the Quaker Way entrance of Mansfield bus station in front of the Mansfield Quakers Memorial Plaque. The memorial plaque remembers those Quakers who were once buried here, but whose remains now lie in the Mansfield Cemetery. Quaker meetings for worship take place in meeting houses, not churches. Not many people know that this bus station was built where the Quakers' old meeting house once stood. Initially, the Mansfield Quakers met at the house of Timothy Garland. It wasn't until the early 1790s that Mansfield's first meeting house was to be erected in the heart of the town, built around the original house of Timothy Garland. It had the distinction of being one of the first purpose-built buildings for Quaker worship in Nottinghamshire. The money to build was raised by selling land at Farnsfield and East Markham. This meeting house was rebuilt in 1800, as the growth in number of followers meant that more space was needed. The meeting house was now 58 feet 6 inches by 30 feet externally, and the walls were of coarse sandstone with a curved window on each side. The interior was divided into a large meeting room and a smaller room to the west, with a loft above, approached by a staircase in the porch. Above the door lintel was inscribed Anno 1800. Behind the building, the original burial ground with its uniform headstones was retained. The old meeting house burial ground provided the final resting place for approximately 150 Quakers between the 1700s and the 1950s. Each burial was recorded and included some of Mansfield's most prestigious families, such as Barringer, Wallace and Manners, the owners of the metal box factory. The first complete recorded entry was for Mary Ellis in 1778. When the old meeting house was demolished, the graves were moved. Some of the gravestones themselves were moved to the new meeting house on Rosemary Street. The physical remains of the people buried there were transferred to the Mansfield Community Cemetery. Fortunately, they were reburied and a memorial stone has since been erected to commemorate them. To continue, exit the bus station onto Quaker Way and stop just outside the bus station entrance.